Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio live and direct. My bro, Dre, Three Letterman, what is good?
What's good, my G? What's poppin', man?
Good, man. We got the guest. Is he on right now or no?
No, I'm about to hit him right now. Before I even start the show, let me just say RIP to fucking Craig Sager, man. That ass,
word.
You know? Yeah, man, you know what I mean? Yeah, I grew up on Craig Sager, my dude. You feel me?
That was a loss right there, bro.
Yeah, that was a loss right there. Let me hit Pat right quick, fam. Hold on.
All right.
Yo, do the honors, my G. Guest is on the show.
Oh, man, we got the guest on right now. Man, battle coming up. It's going to be crazy, man. Battling in Jersey on UW, battling DNA, the man himself, the myth, the legend, Pat Stay. What's good, brother?
What's happening, man? How you guys doing?
Chilling, Pat. What's good, my G?
Great, man. Appreciate you.
Just chilling, man. Just sitting here taking a shit, man. That's all I have to be honest with you.
That's what we doing, Pat? That's how we set the show up.
I mean, to be honest with you, I seen that you said I'm going to call you in 8 minutes. I was like, man, I'm going to drop a bomb right now. You know, I said, I'll be honest, man. It's probably gonna be in between. So, fuck. No, I'm just chilling, man. Nowadays, I think when you hit 30, you got to be dropping bombs until your legs fall asleep. Or you're not even a man as far as I'm concerned. So, you know what I mean?
Well, damn,
so,
Pat.
So, straight up.
Oh, man. Yo, you and DNA, my guy. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good matchup. I've been offered it quite a few times. To be honest, I wasn't that interested in it. It's not too crazy of a matchup to me. It's not that he's not, a good competitor. It's just that it just wasn't that interesting of a match in itself. But Arsenal put it, presented it to me, and I fuck with Arsenal, man. You know what I mean? And I said fuck it. And I always said I would get on UW, and the timing was good. So URL had offered me DNA recently, but it wasn't really, the right time. I had the Tony D battle too close, and I don't like taking battles that are too close anymore. I've made that mistake before, and it just, kind of makes a lackluster performance and shit like that. Hold on, Pat.
You just can't squeeze that by me and Timbo, my G. You just said URL offered you DNA?
Yeah, URL offered me DNA. And it was just way too close to my battle with Tony D. Very close. Mm. And I could have canceled the Tony D one because I had plenty of time, but this is not how I work, man. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I'll battle on URL another time soon. I'm not in a rush, but I definitely fuck.
It's going to happen. You will be on URL sometime in 2017, 18. Is that what we're talking about?
I'm sure of it. 100%. I mean, it could have happened numerous times in the past few years. It's just just timing and opponents. That's all. I fuck with all them guys, man. You know what I mean? For sure. And I wouldn't be surprised if. See, I'm supposed to do this battle in Australia in I'm thinking March. So man, I would do a battle in URL in between now and in between my battle with DNA in March. To be honest with you. Maybe I wouldn't. No. Wait. No, the Australia one is supposed to be June. So I would do a battle on URL in between my battle with DNA and that time there. So, yeah, I'm sure shit will get set up, man. I'm thinking T-Top or something like that. That was another name that was chucked towards
me,
too.
That would be dope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Come on, talk to me. What you think, brother?
Well, I think this one. Pat, we did a breakdown of this, Pat, and I love the matchup between you and DNA, to be honest with you. I think it's good for both sides. I think you guys both complement each other style-wise, and I think it's going to be crazy, man. You know, people get on DNA for battling a lot, this and that, but, man, once this one got announced, I was hyped, bro. Are you feeling the same type of respect from people as, like, you know, they're looking forward to this one?
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, no, for sure. And I fuck with DNA too. I like him, man. He's a cool kid. You know, he obviously, you know, gets, you know, the respect he deserves. And you know, I watched him grow and shit like that. And he's been, you know, he's, you know, I got respect for him as a competitor for sure. You know, I've traveled. You know, we went to the same places. It's hard not to respect your peers and shit like that. He ought to thank me though. I used to make fun of the way he dressed all the time. I'd be like, "Come on, bro!" Like he would dress so sloppy all the time, like real stinky looking. You know what I mean? And then I seen him one time in Arizona because I used to clown him for it, right? And on a friendly level. And then I seen him one time in Arizona, and he was matching. I said, "Oh shit, he matching today." And he had this little, he had this proud little smirk. He's like, "Thanks," like you know, he's starting to dress good because he was showing up to battles in pajama pants and just like, you know, real, you know, some of that. So he's smarting up. He was doing that shit. So you know, I appreciate the fact that he started, you know, doing things like taking care of himself and you know. Shit like that, you know, it's good.
yo, you in Jersey, though. How you feeling? You know what I'm saying? You battle in Boston and shit, but Jersey's a different little animal here. You know what I'm saying? How you feeling, though?
I mean, I battled John John and right in Atlanta. Like, I don't give a fuck. I don't care where it is, man. That's not even a question or an issue to me. Like, I'm sure we've discussed it before. I would rather battle in a place where not everyone is a fan of me than have everyone behind. I did that for years. It's too easy. I could just be like, "Yo, this guy's a bitch," and they're like, "Woo!" I didn't like that anymore because, you know, I've never been that kind of guy. Anyways, You know, and like, you know, like I had a situation. Anyways, I don't even talk about it. But like, I'm the type of, you know, I like to go against, you know, me against the world type of shit. This is just the type of dude I am. So I like to make new people fans. You know, probably, hey, man.
Go ahead, Pat.
If they're hostile, they're hostile. Good. It will bring the beast out of me. Good, man. If they're gutter like that and grimy, and they ain't smiling. Good, man. Fucking, it is what it is. It brings my adrenaline out. You know what I mean? It makes me that more.
We've talked about this too. We've kind of broken down the crowds, and I like the Jersey crowd just because I think they're more receptive to let you rap. You know, we've seen it with URL. I'm sure you've seen it too, where people will go just to boo, right? They don't even care. They'll buy a ticket just to boo.
Yeah.
I feel like in Jersey though, it's a good crowd to where they're going to be open and like waiting to hear you. You know, it's more of like an excitement thing. Like, yo, Pat's coming. You know, I'd rather see this in Jersey. You know, I would look forward to you on the URL, but I like the crowd in Jersey. I like the UW crowd. I can't lie. I feel like they're more open to battle rap, and they're not going to go there just to boo. You know what I'm saying? Plus, you're battling DNA, who's from New York anyway. So I don't think they would go to cheer for DNA and boo Pat Stay. You get what I'm saying?
Right. And you know what, man? Like, from what I've gathered, man, they're a dope ass crowd. And you know, I'm you know, I can adapt to any group, any crowd, man. It's just like I'm not like a lot of people may think I am. So it's nothing to me, man. I'll go in there and make fucking five new best friends and kick it with them afterwards. Like we're all homies. It's nothing to me, man. So, you know what I mean? And to be honest with you, man, you made a good point. Like, let me make it clear. I do fuck with URL and shit like that. But when I was offered DNA, it's like, you know, the toss up Tony Diaz, it's like, you know what? The fucking London, England crowd are so fucking great. You know what I mean? They're awesome. They're having so much fun. Right, so I was like, man, I'm gonna bring my girl out there. I want to show her a good time. You know what I mean? I'd rather go have a fun time right now. You know what I mean? And potentially, you know, get booed and get a fucking you know, a crab apple thrown at me during my fucking great performance. You know, and some shit. But it is what it is. Like, I do want to get on URL next for sure. But no, but you're right. I'm excited for you, Dub, man. Yeah.
That's gonna be a goodie, man. I'm excited for this one. This one's going to be fire.
Would you prefer to battle Sugar on UW than DNA if you had your choice?
Yeah, I would prefer. I prefer to battle Sugar on UW because it's, you know, his backyard. And he's, you know, he's the big dude there. It's just, like I said, that's just the type of dude I am. You know, I battled Tony D in his backyard. Right before that, it was John right in his backyard. I just like that type of shit. I know everyone's against me, but I like that. It's just who I am. You know what I mean?
I don't think, you know, Pat, as a battle rap fan, I don't think people are against you. I think a lot of people fuck with you, brother. I think what it is was they wanted to see you get out of your element. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you had a lot of home games, and I, like you said, you battled Calico last year. You battled Tony D. You battled John. So now you're going to Jersey now. This is what we wanted to see from you, you know, and you're giving the fans what we wanted to see. You know what I mean?
I battled Hollow in Boston, too.
Yeah, you battled Hollow in Boston, part of self. You did.
Oh, that's right.
But that's
right,
what I'm saying. You're giving the fans what we wanted to see. You battle out of your element and take your...
Man, five of my last seven battles, two of my last seven battles have been in Toronto. Two of them. That's five. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I've been doing. You know, I could take a King of the Dot battle right now, but I'd rather this. If my next battle, someone was like, yo, will you battle T-Top in his fucking backyard? I'm like, please. Yes. Please let me.
Said T-Top name twice, my brother. I'm feeling an itch. Pause. That's the person that's on your radar.
I talked to him. I talked to him in Atlanta, and I hate sounding so friendly all the time, but I fuck with him too. He's a really good dude, and we talked about battling, and it is what it is. We're about to set that up. Well, whatever name doesn't matter. Like, what I'm saying is, like, if someone was like, hey, will you battle whoever it is right now or like next month in their backyard, as long as the business and everything's straight, that's what I like that type of shit. It's wicked, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, so that's my shit.
Pat, I wanted to ask you this. You talked about Suge and battling Suge. Now, did you see the Sue Surf and Suge battle by chance?
I did, man. I kind of soaked up I mean, it was good and shit like that, but
you get what I'm saying.
I mean, I guess that's something that he does. I can see the growth in Suge and stuff like that, pause or whatever, and so I can see his mentality and shit. And I seen an interview with him where he didn't really like everything that went on, and I agree with that. Like, I thought it was too bad all the commotion going on, just because they're friends and shit like that. And that's when you kind of like look in the mirror, be like, yo, what am I doing, man? Like, shit almost popped up with my own person. Am I doing this for money? Blah, blah, blah. So I didn't, you know, it was too bad that a little commotion went on, and hopefully nothing after that happened. But as far as the battle, it was dope. The chess thing, I don't know if I've ever given you guys my two pieces fucking, you know what I mean? Here's my two cents about touching people in battle rap.
All right.
It's kind of like yelling at someone from a jail cell. It's just like, man, you know, like, nothing's going to happen here. There's cameras everywhere. There's fucking 1,000 people here. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I don't have that sad of a pride issue where I'm like, oh my God, I have to punch him now because people are going to think I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? Women act on emotion. Mm-hmm. Men act on discipline. We're sitting here making money as a fucking adults. You know what I mean? So I didn't expect Suge Surf to punch him back or anything like that. And that's Suge's thing type of thing. I'm not saying Suge's a pussy for doing it, but he knows what it is. Like, Bill Collector, you know, touched all up on him and he didn't do nothing. That's not because he's a bitch. He just understands this is battle rap. This isn't out in the street. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That type of shit doesn't make us money. You know, it just doesn't. So,
I hear that.
Do you feel me though?
No, Pat, we talked about this in nauseam, my brother.
I like that. Yeah, it's true. That's what we've seen. We haven't seen these things happen out of battle rap. You get what I'm saying? Like, we haven't seen these.
Right. Yeah. You never hear about it.
So it's more of like a shock. Like, people talk about this being wrestling and things like that. It's like a shock value.
Yeah.
You know, you've talked about it too. You've mentioned shock value in your battles. You know, we've never heard of Suge running up on some dude or so-and-so running up on some dude and pocket checking them in the middle of nowhere on their block. It's never happened. You know what I'm saying?
Can we just talk about pocket checker for 1 minute? Like, can we, like, I'm talking, like, I remember, I guess Arsenal did it to me during the battle. I didn't see it. No one saw it. But I guess, like, one or two people saw it. But he talked about it afterwards. He's like, yo, I fucking pod. Did anybody see that? And I even like called like my gangster friends back home, like, yo man, what's up? And they're like, I don't know, dog, like, what the fuck? And I was like, so he like must have tapped my pocket so light that I didn't feel it, but that makes me like a bitch. I was like, that's just weird. Like, why are you touching my pants? Like, what are you doing? Like, I understand the point of it. Like, yo, empty your pocket. Like, what do you got? Like, give me a shit. But this is a battle. Like, is there any? Are you trying to feel the fabric? Do you like suede? Like, what is it? I don't know. What are you doing, man? Like, get off of me. What are you touching me for? It's not punk. Can someone need a battle? If you do it, if you do that in a battle rap, it's not. Honestly, if I see somebody react one day, be like, "How dare you touch my pockets?" and like pull out a gun, I'm like, whoa, like this is ridiculous.
It is real out here.
Yeah, holy
that's crazy.
Yeah, don't know.
Matt, have you heard? Do you know the rest of the card by chance? Because Arsenal's saying, not saying like give us a card, but are you
don't
surprised on what the card looks like? Because Arsenal's saying that it's crazy.
To be honest with you, I don't. I have no idea. I really don't. I just seen the ones that you've seen probably. So.
And to piggyback on what Timbo was saying, Pat, we had Arsenal last week. And he told us, he kept telling you that, yo, Pat, I'ma holler at you sometime, my jersey. I'ma holler at you sometime. He kept reiterating to you that, yo, he's gonna hit you on the phone and be like, yo, I need you to come to Jersey and do this battle. So he's been talking to you for a while, obviously you guys have been kicking it about this, right, Pat?
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. And you were right. I listened to you guys' show the other night. I listened to some of it. And you were wondering, like, I wonder if it's a respect thing, like, you know, Arsenal, he's a battler, and they blah, blah, blah. And to be honest with you, that's actually, you were right. It's how I work, you know what I mean? Like, I do respect Arsenal, you know what I mean? I've traveled the fucking world with the dude, and I respect him as a battler, businessman, fuck, you know what I mean? A father, you know what I mean? It's just
a
dude that I have respect for. So, yeah, he does get first dibs, you know. I'm not saying above, you know, King of the Dot or other places, but, you know, yeah, if he asked me, you know, I think that he would do the same for me if the shit was right. So, for sure.
Is it similar also? Could we possibly see you maybe, like, on a bullpen thing, you know? Because we've had rappers say about John that it's just like, yo, that's a mutual respect. This guy worked his way up through the ranks. He's a good person. And kind of he's a battle rapper, obviously, as well. Did you guys have a conversation when you guys battled at all?
No, I don't think so. But we didn't really have that much time. Okay. But no, if he called me, you know, I if he called me and he's like, yo, Pat, like, can you do me this thing? You know, it's not like I'd be like, yeah, man, just chuck me $75 and I'm in there. You know what I mean? I mean, it has to be right. But at the end of the day, I'd probably do a favor for John. I mean, I'd probably come up for John, you know, for, you know, a little less cheaper than other bigger leagues that I haven't, you know, gained a personal relationship with. Yeah. No, you're right. And some people are all about the business, and I do understand that. And it's probably smarter, but end of the day, you know, as I get older, it's a respect thing for me, first and foremost.
And at the end of the day, too, these guys are battle rappers, you know, and so are you.
Right.
So you know, and they know what each other has been through and what it takes to be in here, and possibly have even dealt with like bullshit business before. You know, both of you guys.
Absolutely.
So you kind of know the ins and outs of how to make it happen.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. And the good thing about it is, you know, if, when they hit me up, I'm not saying any, you know, Arsenal or anybody or whatever. I've talked to plenty.
Yeah.
But when they hit me up, they know better than they hit me with the bullshit. Like, oh man, like fucking, you know, we don't get no money. We're broke. It's all coming out of my allowance. Like, we know, I don't get the fuck out of here. Like, we know the ins and outs, man. So it's just like, let's just see what you can do, right?
Yeah. That's cool.
What you thought about the bunker?
You know,
were you able to see the bunker at all?
I didn't, man. I didn't. Tell me about it. I didn't see it.
I thought it was a good card. I wish he was on the card itself, but B-Dot and Cortez was a fire battle. It was a great back and forth. I got introduced to some new cats from Cali, some guy named Geechee Gotti and some guy named Saint. That was a dope battle. Nestle and Mad Flex was a good back and forth, very comical. What else? Thesaurus and Averb was straight. You know, that was the main event, even though B-Dot and Cortez, if you ask the
actor. Yo, is Thesaurus still wearing, like, big baggy jeans? Was he wearing baggy jeans, or is he, like...
Yeah, you know that it doesn't change, Pat. He looks like he's going to Walmart fucking garden shit, garden hose and shit, and the monster front yard. That doesn't change. You know what I mean?
That's too funny. No, I fuck with Thesaurus.
Yeah,
man.
I fuck with Thesaurus, too, man.
But... Yeah, I see him in battles. He's still wearing those jeans that, like... This is like, you know, like 96, like rock him.
But to be fair though, he did all right against Averb. I'm not gonna lie though, he did his thing. I was sitting there like, all right, you know what I'm saying?
That's not an interesting match to me.
Yeah, it wasn't a very interesting match when you thought about it, but it was a good back and forth though, Pat. I'm not gonna lie to you. It wasn't a bad battle. It wasn't a battle that
Bad for, man? I feel bad for Cortez. You brought up Cortez's name. It's like, man, Cortez has had so many good performances, like battle so many good people, and maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like he's not on people's radar. It's just people aren't really talking about like Cortez, and I think he's done some really great shit. Do you guys agree, or am I tripping? Is like Cortez, like,
listen,
everybody's
Pat. I think Cortez has had a good 2016. I would have him as a nominee as Battle of the Year. Not saying I would give him the award probably, but as a nominee,
okay.
I definitely would. And this is fucked up what I'm about to say, Pat and Timbo. But you know when people are going to respect Cortez? And this is fucked up what I'm about to say. God forbid he passed away tomorrow, then you see people saying, oh, Cortez is that dude. They'll go back and watch his battles and quote his lines and say he was the best Latino battle rapper to ever do it. That's just what it is. That's just...
Yeah, no. No, you're right. You're right.
Then you start
seeing
kudos come out. You know what I mean? It's fucked up. But Cortez, to me, is dope.
Tell me how mad you were at me for my Sirius Jones battle.
I was mad at you, Pat. Let me tell you why.
You know Pat was late for this one. Pat had to ask us to get this shit out the way. Oh, yeah.
Here it is. You said your first of all, I thought I had you winning the battle. Going into the battle, I thought you was going to be Sirius Jones. I said 2-1 Pat State. Now, your first round, fire. Like, Timbo, did I not text you and say, yo, Pat State is wilding right now on the pay-per-view when I watch the pay-per-view?
Pat, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. Dre called me. He was like, yo, I'm ready to call it right now. If Pat has 3 rounds of this, it's over.
It's over.
Like,
it's over. It's a wrap.
Don't even
yo,
need
how
to
can,
watch
how
the rest
can you
of.
Say, man, listen. Okay, yeah, my second round was barely good at all, and my third round was weak because of the falling off and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong. I'll never regret the things I said.
Right.
But it's just where I come from and certain things that are touchy or whatever. But my round, honestly, man, and I mean this, bro. You know me. If I lose, I lose. I'm not one of these fucking battle rappers. I think my first round was good enough to win the battle. Like I really don't like
these.
I really don't like
that,
this shit. Like how could you say, yo, I give my man a G to put you in the ER. That's a manager. I'm like, yo, how could you say that and not like hate yourself afterwards and like want to talk
it's
to
like
a therapist?
It's like a defeat line. It's like a defeat.
That's even worse. It's like, I give my man a G and give it ER. First of all, put you in the ER. He spelled manager, first of all. But like, don't teach me how to spell in a battle rap. Man a G. That's a, what does a manager have to do? What does a manager have to do with anything in the first place?
Like, I don't like spelling bee contests in battle rap, my G. I hate that shit. I'm going to keep it tall. I can't stand that shit, bro.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. But I know your third round, I like where you're going with it because you was on some grown man talk. It just, I was like, Pat, where the first round at, though, man?
I wrote it that day, and I was like, you know what, man, to be honest with you, I was just like, it's just like, I was, and I was tripped. The reason, oh, yeah, by the way, the reason why my first round was so aggressive is because Organic was like, me and it kind of getting mad at me. He's like, come on, man, you're up. I'm like, bro, I'm going to choke. I just wrote this today. He's like, that's not my fucking fault. I wasn't mad at Organic, but I was mad at myself. So I was like, I just spazzed first round. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm going to win this. But I knew it was going to happen third round because I just put it together. But to be honest with you, man, I made that last minute decision for a reason. It was like, I don't want to rap for 3 rounds of Sirius Jones. Like, I've been rapping like this forever. It's just like, I don't know, man. I just wanted to. I've been doing this for so long. I just kind of wanted to say something for fuck's sake. I felt like if I didn't leave that battle making some type of a point about that, then I wouldn't be happy with it. You know, I could have rapped 3 rounds with them, but I wanted to make that. I just wanted to make that point that I said. I wanted to put it out there. And do I regret it? No, but I agree.
When I watch you in Arsenal, when I watch you in Math, when I watch you in Wolf, I'm like, yo, that pass stay right there, bro. That pass stay right there is fucking lethal. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got busy and shit. I'm not saying you ain't get busy. Don't get it fucked up. I thought the first round was so fire that I'm like, yo, Pat, give me 2 more of these. Two more of these right here, bro.
I know.
We go home.
Dre.
Yo, if I would have had 2 more of those, I would have been body bag of the year.
Could have been.
I'm going to piggyback on what Pat says real quick, though. Sue Surf came up here and made a good point, just like Pat did, as far as if someone has a fire first round and then the other two is lukewarm, but then their opponents are lukewarm, but people have their opponents beating them, does that one fire, crazy first round give them the battle? And Surf was like, yo, I'm not going to lie to you, it will for me. You know, Surf said that too. If the battle is and then someone has a crazy third, he'll give that person that battle because of their round.
Me too.
Just because
me
of
too.
It's the
that,
best
fellas,
it's the best round of the battle, even though you lost the other two. It just is what it is.
It depends on like if the other person, like I said, like, you know, it's no hate on Sirius. I just don't I don't like his shit at all. Like, I'm not impressed by it. I'm just not. I'm just being honest with you. I'm not, like, he's a cool guy in person, but I'm just not impressed with his rap. So it's like, you know, I wasn't like, you know, I would never, I mean, I don't think I lost it. I just don't think, I think if anything, I beat myself, and that's it. And I can accept that. I don't care, you know what I mean?
But I guess I was looking at, like, you know, for you, for a guy like Pat Stay, that's, let's be real, my dude. I mean, you're a disaster to me, a face of King of the Dot, you know? And when you get a guy like Sirius Jones, and the guys you battle on your resume, Pat, to have a guy like Sirius Jones on just on your resume alone, you know what I mean? I thought, you know, you was going to come out swinging and stuff after the first.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I should have, man. I should have. And
well, are you up for DNA then? Let me ask you a question. Are you up for DNA?
Well, I haven't started writing yet, but I got a month and a bit left, right? So I'm in the studio heavy, so I'm trying to put out a couple bangers first, and then yeah, so I'll probably start writing in the next 3 or 4 days. But yeah, no, I'll be ready for DNA. I will. My last battle, like with Tony D, like I didn't slack either. Like, I'm not gonna slack from now on. You know, I'm making sure that I have my shit done at least a day before or a couple of days before. You know what I mean?
That's what it is,
Pat. I want to ask
and
you
and
a
it's
question.
Also respecting. It's a respecting. You know. I wouldn't do that with Arsenal. I wouldn't just fly out there and fuck up. You know what I mean? And just like even I didn't even have much of a relationship with him. But you know, when you go to a new league for the first time, you can't just fuck up like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't.
Pat,
you know, that's
before
what
we get out of here,
this game is.
Pat, I wanted to ask you this question. You've had a lot to say about the chain, as far as, you know, being on record talking about it. I love how you broke it down against your own. It's more like an ankle bracelet, this and that. Fire. If that opportunity came up again, would you battle for it?
No. No. Well, it's just cool to say, hey, I'm the champ, but I said that for fucking, how long was it, 4 years in a row, or like four chains in a row? It's like, it's you know, there's nothing for me to prove anymore. Like, it's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? There isn't. There really isn't. It's like, I battled Hollow. What do you want me to do now? You know, you think Murder Mook is going to be like, man, I want that fucking King of the Dot chain. It's not going to happen.
I would like to see you and Big K get it popping.
Yeah, but I don't even think Big K would care about the fucking Big K. He can't even go to Toronto. He's like, I don't even think he cares about the chain. And I know, I think me and K could get it popping for sure. I'd like, you know, I battle K. I, you know, I like him. But
what about this other
guy?
You know, I like Tupac. What about this other dude on King of the Dot? I like Psychosis, man.
Psychosis. Yeah, buddy from Cali. Yeah, no, he's a cool dude too. No, it's not a battle I'd be interested in personally. You know? But I mean, you know, he is a cool cat for sure. Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I got drunk with him. He's cool as shit.
Kind of like I'm with the big dogs. If it ain't big dogs, don't even talk to me, Dre. I ain't even trying to hear the young clubs.
It's either that or something interesting. It's either that or something interesting, like the one in Australia. I'm trying to battle that blind guy, Manus, or I'm trying to go to like Queen of the Ring and battle a girl, or just something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm trying to battle. I'm trying to, like, test my writing. Like, I don't want to rap with these guys for three. Man, I've stood around battle rap events for so fucking long, for the last fucking almost decade. And it's like, man, I hate saying this shit all the time, but it's like, man, this has become really fucking gay, man. Like, what the fuck? I want to do something different. Like, I don't want to stand here and rap, again, just spit punchlines with this fucking guy for... You know what I mean? I don't want to be that guy forever. I want to test my skills, man. You know, I'm more of an artist than people even know. Like, I just want to, you know, that's why I like the compliment. You know, we've discussed this before. Compliment battle is my favorite shit because it was a challenge in a different angle. I want to challenge myself. I don't want to just spit bar punchlines for the rest of my fucking life. Does that make sense to you guys? Or just
it makes sense. It makes sense what
you're
saying,
though. Yeah, no, it does.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I want to do something different, man. You know what I mean?
Well, Pat,
what do you think of these 2-on-2s? Do you like these?
No, I don't.
No? Okay.
No, I think they're whack. I do. I think they're like plays. I think it's weird. I think it's just like two guy, one guy jump.
I ain't gonna lie, Pat. If you were to do a 2-on-2, though, you know who I would like you to pair up with?
Who?
Jerome.
Uh-oh.
I'd pair up with Jerome if I had to do it. And then probably, because I like Jerome. He's my boy. And you know, like, if one of us fucked up, he could die and shit.
I like sure.
But no, I don't want to do it. I think they're really gay, man. I think they're really fucking weird. Like one guy's like, and it's loaded, bro. The guy jumps over his shoulder, and a blow, blow. It's like you guys practice that in the mirror together, like slapping five and getting all excited and like fucking. I don't know. It's just weird, man. It's just really
no,
weird.
No, I
kind of want to
see like a behind the scenes of preparing and like the
I know
them like practicing it would be hilarious.
I think when people have really good charisma, there's a method to it that's impressive. Like, you know, certain people just kind of melt right into it, like perfectly together. It's you know what I mean? They have like almost like a melody to it. They just flow into it perfectly, and I like it to an extent. Mm-hmm. But you know, since battle rap is so like such an act nowadays, it's just weird to see four people doing it at the same time with it just looks way too practiced. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's just me though. It's a new thing. That's just me, man.
I liked it for a little bit, Pat. But I'm glad it's fizzled out a little bit. You know, they was kind of dealing with it. Like one car, that was cool. Let's not get too crazy with this shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you think of the Goalie versus Gannick car? Did you like how that was?
Yeah, I saw some of it, man. I thought it was a good idea, man. I thought it was a good idea, at least. The battles I seen were pretty cool. I hope they keep on coming up with different ideas and shit like that, because you know, crowds are dying and it's getting you know, smaller and smaller and stuff like that. So I'm glad that they're, you know, being innovative and shit like that, and hopefully it brings new people in. I think I don't know what it is to save battle rap if it's dying right now. I don't know what has to happen, but maybe it's just things like that, you know. Maybe it's being creative.
Mm-hmm. Well, Pat, we appreciate you rocking with us, my brother. Can't wait for you and DNA to battle. You know what I mean?
I heard you said you got DNA 2-1, man.
Yeah, I got DNA 2-1. Timbo got Pat. He got you 2-1. I got to put the pressure on you, man.
Yeah. Now, why? Pat, do you think DNA is better than me?
I don't think DNA is better than you. I think DNA is a seasoned vet. I worry about what approach you're going to take to DNA. I'm not worried about you in the crowd, because truth be told, I really think especially if you go first, Pat, I think you got to go hard your first round. I think you can capture the crowd faster than DNA, because you're more, and I hate to use this word because I just don't like this word, Pat, believable. But let's be real, you in Jersey with the dreadheads in the hood, and they want to hear believable shit. So I think the crowd might fuck with you more than DNA. I'm just being real, but I'm still going DNA 2-1.
That's cool. Yeah, no, that's good. I appreciate your opinion. Yeah. DNA definitely has been doing it for a long time. So he's more seasoned in a lot of ways. So I think he'll be good, man. I know he's gonna listen to this interview like 75 times. he studies it. I know he's smiling right now with a stupid little face, and he's like, "Here, see, I'm gonna get myself a new outfit for this battle."
Hey, here's the thing that Pat can do. Pat has a way of making like the easiest insults just so insulting.
Yeah,
like his stupid little face.
That does.
And that shit is.
Yo,
like,
how come I always get these guys with the really upset faces?
Later.
How come I always get these guys with the really upset faces? Like Shokes the Hollow, that's my guy, but he kind of has that upset face. And then Tony D, he looks like an old Chihuahua, you know what I mean? And then DNA, so I got the saddest face. You ever see this guy like off camera? Like you look at him, you want to be like, bro, like are you good, man? Like is everything straight with you? Like, fuck, man, I'm sorry to hear about like every single family member of yours dying in the last 2 seconds, all and in a fucking an explosion. Like it looks like it's that intense. Like something really bad happened to the kid. You know what I mean? All
right.
So I'm just gonna watch. What
it's gonna be a good man, that? A good one, man. January 22nd, UW.
Yeah,
Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Shout out to DNA. Shout out to UW, man. It is. Yeah.
Jersey.
Shout out to y'all.
Absolutely.
Jersey.
We're excited for this one, man. We'll be watching live with it, bro. We appreciate you coming on the show, as always. Friend of the show. Man,
yes,
shout out to Pat State. We appreciate you, man.
Straight up. All right, thanks, fellas. I appreciate y'all.
You already, my brother.
Salute, right, brother. Good luck, man. We'll talk to you after the battle, too.
Thank you, man.
You already.
All right, brother.
Shout out to Pat, though.
Shout out to Pat. Day. Man, shout out Pat coming on the show. The good one,
yes,
battling DNA. We got the guest calling up right now. Battle just dropped versus T-Top. I mean, it's safe to say in our Joey voice, friend of the show. Jersey.
And let me hold on.
Coming on
what
the
I
show.
Like about Sun, too, is this. He could take criticism. He'll dish it back to you. You know, this nigga's debate central here. You know what I'm saying? But what I like about Son is that he's fair, though. You know what I'm saying? He's a fair dude.
No,
contrary
no,
to people's belief, he's
and
a good
sir,
dude.
He doesn't get emotional. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, he'll get emotional.
He'll hear out your opinion. And then, of course, he'll throw a couple basketball schemes
in
there.
Oh, the basketball reference, God.
Talk about your
opinion. That's not even though it ends about that.
It's the dog. But, yeah, man, shout out to this dude coming on the show right now, Sue Surf. Surf, what's good, man?
Hey, gang, what's up? What's poppin'?
I walked through Carolina so much. I got Tar Heels.
I got Tar Heels. Round one surf.
What's we doing? Okay.
Round one surf. I mean, we got it. It's a clear 2-1. I mean, if we talk about rapping.
All right,
what
sir.
Are we talking about?
Now, I put it on Twitter. I try to holler at the battle rap community. And I said, talk to me, people, who y'all got, Surf or T-Top. You got some people saying you got some people saying Top, people saying very debatable.
And that's it. See, but this is my thing. This is my thing to people, which they don't like. People don't stop and get and pay attention to that because it's me, though, which I respect a lot because I feel like it means that my level is up. Why should any be anything with two professional battle rappers? If you give me 3 rounds to a nigga 2, it's nothing debatable about that. Why are we having a debate of how is this battle close if Surf didn't have a 3rd round at all? You just told me. I ain't said nothing to you. You said it first. I'm hearing that this battle is debatable. What's debatable about a nigga with 3 rounds and a nigga with 2? I mean, that nigga came with 9+ minutes, not came with 6? Are we talking about it debatable? That's kind of crazy.
The first round, here's what I look at the first round. This is my observation to Bone Surf. Surf comes out, first of all, pause. My fucking pause. That jacket was tough you had on, my nigga. I'm going to throw that out there first.
I appreciate that.
You came out swinging. To me, you came out with, you was pissed the fuck off. You call yourself the URL baby.
Yeah.
And, when you up in top space and saying, this my shit, I'm like, I ain't never seen Surf is aggressive, but not this aggressive. Your first round was fire, my nigga. Did it match you?
It was cool.
Some people saying, yeah, it matched you in a sense. I think the first round is very close.
We gonna
I might hand you the first round, but it's close, though, Surf.
We gonna be okay, cool. Cool. Let's see, like, the way I judge my shit, you feel me, as far as battles, I go by, like I said, a point system. I say the first round, like, if I could judge the first round, not because it's me, I say 10-8. I say, like, when I'm thinking about quotable bars, I'm thinking about that whole Greek scheme. I'm thinking about the whole North Carolina shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is just me personally. You know what I mean? I feel like it's 10-8 as far as the first round. Now, once you go into the second round, that score doesn't disappear. It's 10-8 right now going into the second round. So now if the second round is closer, 9-8, 8-8, Surf's still up. Surf's still up. Going into the second round, Surf is up. This is facts. And I'm talking about as a battle fan. I'm not talking about me being Sue Surf. I'm not saying I was killing that nigga. I'm talking about scorecard-wise. Leaving out of that first round, Surf is up. Now, if you want to say the second round is closer, okay, by the end of the second round, what's Surf up, a point or two? Maybe. You know what I mean? Because I feel like I got the first clearly. Everybody else said they feel like I got the second clearly.
Surf. I agree with that.
Okay,
I think you got the second clearly.
Okay, cool. So now let's do mathematics with what we agreeing with on this phone right now. If I say because you said you feel like I got the second round clearly, I'm gonna change my numbers for you. Let's make the first round 9-8. Cool. Surf had because you said it was clear, right? Surf had a 9 versus a it's 9-8 right now going into the second, and then we all agree that I cleared him the second round, so that means it's 10-8 in the second. It was 9-8 in the first. So what's that? That's 19-6. That's 19-16 or something like 19-16.
No.
Exactly,
you're right. 19-16 going into the third.
Exactly. 19-16 going into the third. I'm down 3, and then he comes into the 3rd round and got Kayshawn Whole Summer Madness 1 round.
Hey,
no
his
way.
3rd round was his best
no
round,
way.
No, sir.
That was his worst round.
I thought it was his best round. His third. I feel like the angle and the creativeness behind the 3rd round, though.
I can't see now. That's where I got to slap you on your hand as a battle rapper. It's no way you could say you like that angle when the angle is that like that whole 3rd round is Kayshawn's 1st round from Summer Madness 1.
Oh, I agree.
He
should have the thing he did.
16-year-old. Listen, how long? And we said this prior to the battle. We got interviews with this on footage. How long can niggas say Gunshot? Like, how long can niggas use the same angles to try and beat Surf?
I don't like the Gunshot charge trap. Like, I saw this before. You know what I'm saying? But I just know it's going to be mentioned at some particular time.
You know what I mean? At every point, like, we have yet to hear a battle. Like, a nigga, you know how hollering. Like, there's yet to be a nigga say, oh, and I ain't mentioned a gun. You know what I mean? Like, we like, yo, this nigga really rocking with Surfer. That nigga ain't saying nothing about a gun. Or nothing about Detroit. Or nothing about, come on. You know what I mean? And again, like I said, this person, I really felt like, and I'm not even being funny. Like I said, listen, first round, dope, T-Top. Second round, cool, dope. That third round was terrible.
Yeah, third, like, are you like the Juvie hot like, shit?
No. You can't play with Surfer. You cannot, come on. You can't play with Surfer at all. Like, why are you joking? First of all, you're not supposed to make, like, we're not, and I'm thinking about if I finish my, you know what I mean? Like, me finish, and that's the thing. That's why I'm upset at myself. Because me finishing my rounds, this wouldn't be a conversation. This one, we would not be talking about that third round of his. A pedophile? Like, that's the angle? That's the angle?
Bro, you're taking points off Top's third because of him going the shine route.
But it's not just, like, he didn't touch on it and spin off. The whole angle is, Asia Dean, that's Kayshawn shit.
Right.
That's Kayshawn shit. Like, you didn't, it's not like that name didn't, if he would have said a name I never heard of, and you know what I mean, from Jersey, you'd be like, haha, that's cute. We know Asia. Asia older than me. She live around the court. That's not cool. It's not funny. Like, it's not fire. You know what I mean? Like, if as a bet, you got to think, even watch, like, watch my face reactions to some of his bars. I'm like, yo, that's crazy right there. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like, that's crazy. That wasn't, like, when I heard that, I'm like, come on, Top. You're killing us right now. You're killing the footage. You're killing the footage. Like, that, and that's some shit where I feel like, personally, I feel like a nigga, and it's just me being a battler, I feel like a nigga rounds be done. He like his first. He like his second. It's almost short. Like, oh, shit, we about to, I got a week and a half left and I got to finish this third. Let me put together what I could.
All right, check it out, Surf. I got somebody saying, good battle, Surf 2-1, right? Somebody saying, yeah. T-Top 2-1, first and third. Somebody saying, Surf clearly. Somebody saying, Surf clearly again. First watch,
so listen, we gonna,
T-Top 2-1.
We're going to keep it a grit. We're going to keep
surf
it all the way 2-1, grit.
Debatable.
It's
surf
clear.
2-1. I'm going on my Twitter line. Surf 2-1. He got the first two.
That's
2-1.
You watching that battle? If you're watching this battle, T Top doesn't get around until a third. T Top that's goats. That's vet status compared to a new nigga. T Top doesn't get off until Surf slips up, which is what we say all the time. We never talking about a nigga killing Surf. We never talking about a nigga out barring Surf. We never talking about a nigga out rapping Surf lyrically, delivery, nothing ever. T-Top did not get off until his third round. That's just a fact. Like, his ball, his rounds was fire. But
you like his first
one
at all?
No. I'm saying he got off his first. No, I like both his first two rounds. I told you his third was his worst one.
Yeah, you
but
did
I'm
say
saying
that part of me.
That's the one that he won. The one that I didn't rap. Realistically, the one he won is the one I did not rap. If I rapped, I promise you, my argument will be totally different.
Let me ask you a question about your third round. Did the third round throw you off because of the chain shit? I thought it did. Correct me if I'm wrong.
I just hate it. I hate excuses. I really do. You know what I mean? It's like I'm like, and still, I'm still learning as I go and shit. Like even that, like a chain, like my nigga. I chains and shit like that is new to some of us. You know what I mean? It's like you feel me, shit like that. Like, you know, you learning as you go, something like that. Like it really do though. Like you can hear it in the plaza. Like you can, like I can hear my chain in my ears in the room. You know what I mean? Type shit while I'm rapping and I can hear my chain and my rounds in my, you know what I mean, in my head. That shit, it really affects, like I said, I don't make no excuses. He won a third. You feel me? But no, that's just something that I learned. You know what I mean? Like I just don't want nothing else around my neck because it's really tough to focus. You know what I mean? Shit like that. You figure like that Suge shit. That Suge shit was a floater bar. You know what I mean? He said it a second something about, and this first thing about Suge. I came back and I threw, that's a rebuttal.
Rebuttal. You even said that's a rebuttal. You even said that's a rebuttal.
Yeah, that's a rebuttal. Like, come on. He didn't rebuttal nothing. He did. That's the middle of a round rebuttal. What are we talking about? You know what I mean? Like, realistically, that's, you know what I mean? That's how I feel. You sometimes feel like, did he have a bad battle? No. Not at all. Shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he didn't have a bad battle at all. Like, he did his thing. He just not better than me. That's just a fact.
Watching it again and Surf clearly taking the first two rounds, bro. Somebody just hit me that.
clear. Like, mm-hmm. Listen, we gonna sit back. Listen, and then even the energy of the rounds at first, like you kind of almost feel like niggas want T-Top to get off.
Yeah, I agree with that. Sir, going into the battle, I think people want you to lose. Come on, let's be real.
Yeah, I'm sitting and I'm watching the battle, and even like my first 24 bars, I pulled that out of niggas.
The Iverson shit was hard. I like how you just set up the our Mook said, well, just going into that was fire.
Listen, that takes the first round for me. Listen, I am a battle rap baby. For years, niggas thought that Mook's Young Hot was legendary.
Right.
Legendary. Surf is the first person to ever pull out that lift hat from a god. Jordan ain't had 35, 36, nothing. He had 20. He had 23. Iverson had more points than him, and Iverson only lost by 4.
I took the other angle.
I don't want to be Jordan. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be Iverson. That is etched in Jordan. Listen, Iverson made a stain on Jordan's career forever. For forever. Iverson, that crossover on Jordan will forever be in history.
Yes, fact.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? So that was my whole angle. Like, niggas, Mook said that 10 years ago. 12 years ago, nobody
against
Young
Hot.
Jordan.
Yeah,
exactly. Nobody ain't never noticed that. You know what I mean? So even that, like, just the whole angle, the whole trap shit, the whole if you could trap what got your mother trapped. Like, he didn't. Like, that's my thing. Nobody really talked like that in a sense. You feel me? Like, I don't like because I'm thinking, all right, Surf versus T-Top. I just want him to come and do something I never seen before, say something I never heard before. You know what I mean? Shit like that. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. You beat Surf. Mm. You have to have
Let me tell you this. Speaking on lines you've heard before, let me tell you some of these comments. I think Surf won 2-1. Top's first round was gassed heavy by NWX. Top's third wasn't even that hot. It's only because Surf didn't finish 2-1 Surf. T-Top's first round, I'm only halfway in, and I already peeped these stolen lines. Pussy with the plies, Matt said that. Cortez is spick and span. Rock said that, and he's standing right
true. True. This is facts.
Surf was
like,
better.
Facts, like,
yeah.
This is like when you I hate talking about. Sometimes I wish I wasn't myself when I'm explaining this shit. But even like when you sit and listen to Surf bars going into battle and blank anybody, the name flips. All that shit is brand new. 60 out of 2-4 is our Kobe Terrell Bryant kids. That's retarded.
That's really crazy.
60 out of 2. Come on. Like, that, I mean, I expose his guts, our crop top. Like, the bars that we're hearing for him to get over, you got to think about how many battles T-Top has had up until meeting Surf. So how hard is the job for me to step around T-Top, knowing how many battles, you know what I'm saying? When I'm thinking in that aspect, like, what has nobody said to that North Carolina bar was never said.
That shook the room. That was a haymaker, room shaker.
Yeah, that was the first round. Oh, shit, this nigga could fight. Like, you about to fight a nigga, he punch you right in your mouth first round. Boom! And you like, oh, shit. You know what I mean? Like, so, like, that North Carolina bar, that's what I expect against me. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel a nigga should be coming at me, period. Like, come on, my nigga. I step into the ring with these niggas, and we never know what the fuck Surf going to say. And it always looked like this first round right here. This shit always looked like this. Holla, pin your head to the fucking wall. How many battles Holla had before me? Like, you know what I mean? Shit like that, it just be so original to me. And like I said, I'm a rapper, like, so I'm not being biased. We all watch battles. Like, we all watch battles.
Right.
Surf shit is usually pretty fucking original. I don't even take niggas' angles.
But sir, would you agree that you went into this battle with a chip on your shoulder? Because that's what I felt going into this battle. Like, you wasn't trying to miss a step until the third situation.
No.
You didn't go to this battle with a chip on your shoulder?
No. I am a god. The fuck?
Surf, come on, man. This is me talking to, bro.
Listen. But a chip on my shoulder... Why, when I already feel like I'm at where I'm at? You know what I mean? Like, you got to understand, there's no interview where we could pull up where Surf felt like he wasn't where he, like, I've never spoke down from my level of where I'm at. I feel like the suit Surf that nigga saw in that battle.
No, just in the fact that how fans was, Surf, this is the first time in your career when fans are acting funny style towards you. Let's be real,
G. Even that. No, it wasn't a chip because, again, like, I still, like, I didn't string up my shoes at home. Like, niggas talking about these outside backyard games and shit. And then I, like, if I play Knicks, like, I'm tying my shoes up in the garden. I don't give a fuck about what they're talking about these other games that we was outside at the Rucker. Like, this is my house. This is my house. You watch that first round. That first round looked like any Sioux Surf we ever seen on the URL stage. This looks like regular Sioux Surf. So if we stop and we say this looks like regular Sioux Surf, you can't really stop. You can't really say, damn, he looked like he doing something different, or he came in here with a chip on his shoulder. This nigga always do this. That, like, my rounds are usually that crazy. Like, we really can't – how many dry surf rounds can we really pull out from the battle world? You know what I mean? Like, a whole dry surf round. My rounds are usually that crazy anyway, so it was never really no chip. I know what I was coming to do. The setting was there. This is my shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is what I'm used to right here.
This you my guy, sir, but I can understand somebody saying the first is debatable. Second, not debatable. I believe the first is very debatable.
But I'm not mad at y'all because this is really just solidifying to me that I dropped dropped the 3-0. Because again, like I said, I really don't feel like I'd be off like with my rounds. Like as far as a pin, like when I'm judging the pin, I don't think I'd be off too much. I beat him that first round.
Right.
I beat, like, my second round didn't even have as many haymakers as it did in the first. You know what I mean?
For
like,
the second round, you went into pain rap, which I appreciate very much, my brother. Let me throw that out there.
You know what I mean? So I feel like it's, you know what I mean? So I feel like it's per person. You know what I mean? But my first round, I beat him. Now, if everybody else is saying to me, like, I feel like the second round was super close. If everybody else is saying to me that, nah, you got him the second, I sound like I got the first two to me. Because even if you're saying it's close, that's still saying the first. You know what I mean? Like, a debate is a debate. That's what people understand. A debate is the argument of, I could argue that you lost, or I could argue that you won. So even if you just not talking to me, if you just arguing, you know what I mean? That's still two rounds. Surf could have got the first. Mm-hmm. He definitely got the second. He dropped the third. I said I definitely got the first. I think I got the second. I dropped the third. He was down 2-0 going into the third. We're going to be a grip.
Let me tell you,
this
is a funny comment right here. It says, all right, we have a couple that say top 2-1, and then there's this one that says, Surf 2-1, P.S., I'm never listening or watching reviews after an event ever again in my life.
Yo, that's a fact, though. Like, because, listen, not everybody, but the bloggers, and like, we want Surf to not talk. Like, I talk so much shit. I say what I want. I act how I want. I don't. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really myself. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot of niggas can't do that and still keep their status in the battle rap. You know what I mean? Like, you say the wrong shit. Like, niggas, you know what I mean? Niggas do not like that about me. So the minute they get some light to try, and you got to think, come on. Like, just think about the last year and a half. Sue Surf got a Ghost Rider. Sue Surf this. Like, the minute they open up a cut, or something, or they think it's something they could chew on, the vultures come out.
That's why I go back to my question again, sir. Did you have a chip on your shoulder because you saw people was acting towards you?
Yeah, nah. Like I said, I look around the room. I'm in Oakland. It's zero bloggers out here in Oakland. Y'all niggas don't give a fuck about the coach enough to bring y'all ass all the way out to Oakland. I battled motherfucking Suge. Wasn't no bloggers in that room. So why the fuck the first thing that came out, it was after every battle, it's 9 blogs. After every one of my battles, there's always 9 blogs out from bloggers, but no bloggers in the building. How can I blog about something that I'm not a part of or I wasn't there, especially as far as the event? You could blog on anything. You could be watching TV and then you go to politics. These blogs should either come out after the battle or you should actually be there. Because even if I'm looking at the reviews, like I'm just listening to what people say. If you listen from the sounds of what happened at Nome, I got killed. I got killed.
That's how some people made it sound. I ain't gonna hold you though, sir. That's real nigga shit.
Huh?
Some niggas
That's
made
that.
It sound like you lost. I was like, okay, I wait for the battle to come on, bro.
The word, listen, the afternoon, the word debatable wasn't even being used. Surf just came in here and lost the T-top. Now everybody 2-1 either way. And again, Why is this 2-1 either way and Sue Surf only had two rounds?
Some fans saying that though, Surfs. I see some 2-1s, debatable, 2-1 Surf, 2-1 top.
No, that's fine. That's perfect for me. That's perfect for me. Like, my thing, like, if you mean to tell me if me and you boxing and I only get to throw 20 punches and I hit you 18 times and you throw 50 punches and you hit me 18 times, bitch, I'm better than you by far. Imagine if I would have swung 50 more, if I would have swung 32 more times. What would we be, the question is, what the fuck would we be talking about if I finished that third? What are we talking about? Right now, your argument would be, and from the, and again, like I said, it's just opinion, but from the looks of the way the third was going, your argument right now would be Surf got the second, Surf got the third, the first was debatable. That's a 3-0.
If a nigga got
two clear rounds on you, and then one of the rounds was debatable, you got 3-0. Niggas usually like to save face and say, okay, I'm going to give him this round for the sake of.
For the sake, yeah, that's true.
Argument.
Niggas be doing that. I pride myself on not doing that, but niggas do be doing that. Facts that.
That's what
niggas
do. For the sake of the argument, he got punched so much. For the sake of the argument, I'm going to give him this round, the round that's the most debatable. Come on, like, you know what I mean? Like, why the fuck is his most debatable round is the one I ain't rapping?
His first round was nice, though. I'm not gonna lie. Like, he fought back in the first round because I remember on Twitter they was like, "Surf round is crazy." Then I looked on Twitter, they was like, "Oh, Top is fighting back now. He's fighting back."
Yeah, no. He definitely fought. See, that's my thing though. You could clear a nigga and not like a nigga could jump. There's niggas in the NBA that could jump.
Yeah.
But if a nigga clear him and dunk on him, that don't mean you can't jump.
Oh, Surf, hold on.
First round.
Oh, Surf, hold on. Somebody wanna holler at you? Just hit me. Somebody wanna holler at you. T-Top wanna holler at you. T-Top.
I seem like, hey, King, what's up, King? Hey, King.
Top, what up?
Sir.
Yo,
I'm about to get Top on real quick right now. Sir, I got to ask you this last question real quick, though. Real quick.
Okay.
Totally not battle rap related, but what do you got to say about Craig Sager passing away, man? I know you a big NBA fan, so I want to get your thoughts real quick.
That destroys my soul. Like, it really, for you feel like you lose somebody. Like, Tesha, you know, like, some people mad in your life, and you, like, certain things happen in life, and you start being like, some people just don't seem like they're ever going to die, like Michael Jackson. And Jackson died?
Yeah.
What? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's when you start feeling like you're, like, who the fuck, like, you know what I mean? I'm only 26. Like, Kobe Bryant retiring sounds crazy. I feel like I'm 35. Like, what? Kobe Bryant don't play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it just shows you that the world's changing. Like, there's about to be a new Craig Sager. You know what I mean? Type shit. Like, Craig Sager's going. That's wild. I think it's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel like he's been in the NBA
long. I
want
to get your thoughts real quick on that.
Yeah, but nah, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
let's get the man on.
Having me up and shit.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to get you on. We're going to get Top on with you right now. So let's get him on. Top, what's good?
Yo.
King, what's good?
Yo.
What's going on, King?
What's up, King?
Talk about it. What you thought about the battle, man?
Oh, the battle fire, man. You know,
super fire, super fire. I like it.
How you calling it?
What'd you say?
How you calling it?
You know, I got me winning.
Okay.
How many rounds? And what rounds?
I think I got every round.
You said what, bro?
Wow.
I don't see a round.
You're literally the only person in the world.
That's cool. I'm not here to be what everybody else want to be or whatever.
Yeah, as you should.
I want to have my opinion. I want to come put my work in, and I want to have my opinion. I don't do all that shit.
I mean, as you should. I mean, I ain't never lost a round. I said, if you like, I mean, that shit, but that concept. You feel me, type shit, but nah. I mean, you should. You're not supposed to come in here. Give me no round.
That nigga's crazy.
You feel me? You're not supposed to come here. Like, you're not supposed
crazy.
To come here and give me no rounds. You know what I mean? Type shit. So I wouldn't expect
you
to say nothing like that. But
I feel like I got every round. You know what I'm saying? Every round was dope. Battle was dope.
Was it better material, you think? What was it, better material?
I think it was overall better everything, man.
Okay.
I definitely like the material. The material was more customized and definitely
customized. I mean, the Asia Dean, the gun charge, that's not custom. That's somebody – you bought that from a store. Somebody used that already. That's not custom.
What do, bro, everything you were saying, nigga said it every battle. What are you talking about? Everything you – your whole angle on me, everybody take that angle.
No, we're not talking about – I'm talking about – no, but I didn't say it, though. I never said that. I said you said it was – you said everything you said was custom. You said everything you said was custom. We having a regular – this is a regular battle rap. This is a regular battle rap debate. I'm not knocking nothing you did.
Custom means custom for a nigga. I can't say the Asia Dean to somebody else. That means it was custom for you. I can't say the gun draw shit to everybody else. It was custom for you. That's
yeah, but no, but and that's my saying. But it's not custom if we're accustomed to it. Like we're accustomed to hearing this. Like that.
No, we're not.
Like
we heard Asia Dean one time. What are you talking about? We're not accustomed to hearing that. What we're accustomed to is hearing about me and my trap stories and everything like that. That's what we're accustomed to hearing because all my opponents say that. All your opponents don't say no shit like that.
And it sound extra weird when the nigga, when the angle that you took is the nigga that's standing to the right of you. So it just no, and it's just to me, like I said, you still, I'm not knocking nothing you said, but it just don't sound custom to me when your third round sound like Sean first, huh?
So I don't care who is standing beside me. They ain't got shit to do with nothing.
I mean, if you never met Kayshawn, like if you never, your third round was Kayshawn's first round of Summer Madness. That's just a fact. It's a fact.
No,
it's not really much. It's not really much. It's not really much different. You know what I mean? That's why I don't feel like it's a cut. Like, maybe, I don't know, but then again, maybe
every round you were saying, niggas say the same shit to me every battle, boy. What are you talking about?
Only,
every battle.
One. That's
every battle.
Mad,
Cliff, Sug,
Wreck.
Everybody
false.
Say the same thing. You and your mommy, you
said
to your mommy, going to work. Come on, say
that's
your
false.
Lying.
That's false.
That,
I only so spoke. What? I only spoke about your mother the second round. My first round was all bars. All bars, beat you with a bat. All bars. That second round, I was talking. That, you just said that. You said every round
my,
I was talking about.
My second.
I didn't say
my second. No, I said you said the same thing everybody else was talking about.
So name one thing. So name one thing in my first round I said that somebody else said to you. What? That I walked through Carolina so much I got Tar Heels, or the Greeks game, or the Kobe Bryant, or the Dez Bryant shit, or the like everything
that
I
wasn't,
said.
That wasn't your
bars,
whole round, though. That wasn't your whole round.
Or the, no,
round.
It was. Wait, I just walked it down for you. I just walked my round down for
round.
You. I said the Mook shit, then the Iverson scheme, then I said the North Carolina shit, then the Bear Trap shit, then the Kobe shit, then the Dez Bryant shit.
And
then
it still
won't
enough.
Shit.
All that shit and it still won't enough.
You're a fool. You're a
That's
dumb
cool.
as you look.
That's cool, bro. All I do is write and I watch, King. I watch and I pay attention.
You know, I mean, I'm just like I said, I'm just going with your argument. You said you heard all that in the first round before. I don't think nobody on this phone
I didn't say
could
the first
say
round.
That
I didn't
heard.
I heard all that in the first round.
You said every round I had, niggas said before. That's what just came out your mouth. This is a recording, so you might hear it. But you said every round that you.
That's cool.
Every round that you heard from me, somebody said before. That's false.
I said the
that's
shit
all
you
I was saying.
I heard I hear in every battle, every opponent
I had. Yeah, not and I if you want to say that was your second, with the second round, cool. I personally feel like my first round was that's called custom. You've never heard nothing like nobody's never used the Terrell Bryant shit. Nobody's never said the North Carolina shit, the Iverson shit, the Mook angle. Nobody's never said none of that to you. Let's be real. You ain't even battled that.
They have been a bunch of Charlie Cliff had a whole Carolina scheme. Come on, what are you talking about? Charlie Cliff had a whole Carolina scheme, nigga.
It was not that. It was totally different.
This game say you
was
from Carolina. He had Tar Heels. Come on, dog.
You talking like you battle top 10 niggas on a regular. You got like two.
Nigga, I do. Nigga,
your...
what the fuck
are
you talking about the last 2 years? I've been on the regular battling top 10 niggas, bro. What are you talking about?
Who? What niggas? Who? Name them. Who you talking about?
We ain't got a name, nigga. We know who the fuck I done battled in the last 2 years. All top 10. Why I got to do that? Why I got to play the game? Nigga, you know who I battle? You watch
don't.
Smack just like everybody else watch Smack.
Math don't count, nigga. Fuck
so math not a top 10. So now math not a top 10. So now
no,
math
bad.
Not.
Nah,
he, so now math not
count.
The first stage Smack battle we ever seen, other than Mook.
You say he not the what? No, he is.
The first stage
I said math
Smack
don't
battle.
Count. Everybody know how I feel about math.
You said top 10, nigga. What the fuck? He don't count.
Okay,
yeah,
math and Cliff.
Come on, that's too much.
Math and Cliff.
It's too many rules to your analogies. Like, is he a top 10 or is he
that's
not?
False.
Is he one of the
that's
first niggas we've seen on URL or is he not?
That's false. being a first nigga don't mean nothing, though. Cortez is one of the first niggas that, like, what do you mean? Cortez battle Hitman.
He's doing the fucking,
no, the fuck he not. Only the little niggas. Cortez only top 10 to niggas like you.
He top 10, bro.
He only top 10 to niggas like you. Niggas like
nah,
me look down on that nigga.
That's you niggas who look down on everybody. And you don't.
That's false.
You look up the Hitman. That's
false.
That's your big bro. You look up the Hitman. Everybody, if it ain't Hitman,
that's false.
If it ain't Hitman, then you look down on them.
That's false because Hollow's the best to ever do it. Hollow's the best to ever do it. Mook's the best to ever do it. It's a lot of niggas that I call, like I said, I've been on these interviews a lot. It's a lot of niggas I call my peers. You're more of my peer than Cortez. You're not about to tell me Cortez is top tier. No, he's not. But like I said, again, you don't battle top tier niggas every day to say that everybody you battle say the same shit. Stop that. Don't do that.
Bro, I do battle top tier. What are you talking about? If you can't tell my last five battles who were top tier niggas, then what are you talking about?
You said your last
five. So my last five battles were top tier niggas.
I don't know. Five?
You watch Smack just like I watch Smack. I don't have that many battles on Smack. All my stage battles been top 10 niggas. We're not gonna do that.
Let me just make sure I got it. I just want to make sure I got it right. I mean, Math Clips. Who else?
Chug.
Rex.
Come on.
Rex.
Okay. Yeah. Rex, Clips, and Math, that's a fact. That's a Fendi. That's a full Fendi.
He's all down with Sugar Carolina.
No, listen, I just listened to him.
We ain't going
to
do that.
I listened to the five, and I said, you're right. What are you talking about? I said, I agree. I said, who was they?
So why was
and
you
I
even
said,
trying
oh,
to make
shit.
An argument? Why are you even trying to make an argument when I say Math is one of the
like
niggas
him.
In? Why was there even
like
an argument to turn around and say you right?
He's terrible. Because he's terrible. That's why. Because he's terrible. Because he's terrible, nigga. Because he's terrible. That's why. This is what. That's what phones are for. That's what phones are for. And when I'm in a trap, I like to trap. And when I'm on a basketball court, I like to shoot. When I'm at the bowling alley, I like to bowl. We're on a phone, nigga. What the fuck? That's what you're supposed to do. Talk. It's an interview. That's what you do. Talk. This is a competitive sport. Yeah. Yeah.
The sport over. The fight over.
I mean.
You mean like his first round top? Me like his first round?
No, his first round was fire. Come on. We ain't gonna tell me. Every interview I said the nigga first round was crazy.
His first round was cool. It just was not better than like. Come on, walking out of that event. Ask a nigga who had the best first round of the night. Ask somebody, anybody. Walking out of that event, who had the best first round of the night? If 90% of Urban Plaza,
nigga, they gonna say
Ab. The
nigga, they're not gonna say you. If anything, they gonna say Ab.
It's debatable.
Like, come on.
It's the big, that's the argument. I know who they won't say. So.
Well, what they saying? They saying I won the round, so I don't know what's going on.
My nigga, it's a
they saying
motherfucker.
I won the round, so I don't know.
I done seen 50 different polls. I got hundreds of mentions. You must be new to people saying you won. Like, people saying I won too. That means nothing that people say you won. You
I
see
mean,
some of these
cool.
niggas in these abbeys?
What are we even talking about? We talking about our opinions on who they won? Who gives a fuck about that? We already battled.
Nah, we're talking about opinion, period. I mean, you called up. We were talking about opinion prior to you getting
on the
phone.
I was called to call up. Let's get
that right.
Everybody was, T-Top. Everybody was. Obama. Everybody was called up.
I'm just telling you. Nah, but I'm that nigga that's ever living my life. That's all I'm
everybody,
so
all
let me,
of
let me ask
all
y'all, go to the second round
all
now. Here's what I think, y'all, about the first round. I thought Surf came out swinging. I'm not going to lie, Tom. I thought he came out swinging. I thought he had a few haymakers in that first round. The Tar Heel line was crazy. I thought your first round was fire,
nah,
too.
Clip said the Tar Heels round, the Tar Heels bar before, so that don't count.
No, he said
nah,
he did the Tar Heels
team, though. You said the Carolina team, nigga. You said the Carolina team.
Okay, so my thing is, if that's the argument.
I didn't hear you, three-letter.
Nah, I thought Top first round was fire. Also, that's why I say just when I say the Surf, I can see people saying it's debatable. You feel me? I can see people saying
my
that.
My argument was never that it wasn't. I don't care
if it's debatable. That's cool. I want the fans to debate. Talk about it forever.
Yeah,
I'm going to work every time. Y'all know what y'all going to get. Y'all know what y'all going to get from Surf. We going to go stay and work. I don't
right.
need it. Y'all know I don't need to do this after the battle. Y'all know me, King.
So why?
Y'all know what I mean.
So what you? So we know what Surf about. We know what Surf talk shit and what Surf gonna do. So I mean, that's naturally what I do. I talk shit. I'm always gonna talk shit.
You ain't even making sense all the way. You just told me Matt wasn't top 10 in the same breath. Just told me he was top 10. You don't even care about being right. You just want to talk, control the conversation. No, I feel it.
False.
I don't do all that.
False again. No, I make valid points. I can sit and break down valid points like you saying Clips had a whole Carolina scheme, so that really kind of take away from my Carolina
shit.
I didn't have a scheme. It was a bar. It wasn't a scheme. It was just a bar. But that's like he's saying, Kayshawn takes away from you. You said the gun charges in every single battle. Does that take away from your shit?
Nope.
Okay. I mean, we're in different worlds. You know, everybody think different. We're in different worlds.
Nah, that don't take away from my shit. What are you talking about?
I mean, nah, that's just my opinion. I feel like if I heard it for 7 years, and then the eighth year I come here and I hear the same, like, it sound like the same rap.
It's just hard for me to be like, yo, it ain't the same thing. I never sound the same. It ain't the same thing. So you should know how I feel when I come into every battle and I hear you doing this, you selling this, your mommy this. Nigga, it's the same shit. What are you talking about?
That's cool. That's fine.
All right, okay. Then, dog. So it's the same shit. I'm not here to debate all that. I'm here to say, yo, Top, it was a good battle. Yeah, it was good. I had fun. I cooked. I feel like I won. He cooked. He gonna feel like he won. Y'all watch that shit. Go share it. That's what I'm here for. Nigga, anything else, you sounding ridiculous, my nigga. You sounding like a nigga that lost right now. I'm cool. I'm cool with whoever they say won. I'm cool. Let that go. Let that go on. Hold it. Whatever you want to hold the L, you want to hold the dub. You hold it in your mind, King. If my mind got the dub, you know, and it is what it is. I had fun.
What about the second round, though, fellas? The second round.
Second round was dope, man. I feel like we both had crazier energy in the first, so you know what I'm saying. It might have, you know what I'm saying. Whatever. The second.
Top. To be fair, now I've seen a lot of people saying they're giving Surf clearly the second round and giving you the third round. People saying he got the third round because obviously Surf didn't get to rap, but they saying that if there's one round they giving him is the second round though. What do you say
to that?
Cool.
I ain't mad at that, man. That's cool. I don't. It don't matter to me. That's cool, bro. You know how I am, bro. You know how I am.
You,
bro. Where you want me to go on a 1,000 break bar for bar? You know what I'm saying? You know me, bro. You know King. Y'all know what I'm gonna say. Yo, it was a good. Go watch that motherfucker.
A million views in a month. A million views in a month.
Yeah. I hope shit sooner than that. I hope shit.
Sir.
I'm sharing shit out that motherfucker. You feel me?
Sir.
What is this?
Sir.
Yeah, man, niggas run from the truth, man. All that extra talking is unnecessary, man. Just like tell niggas go watch the battle, boy. Watch the battle.
I thought it was
man.
A dope battle. I told Surf, man, this is what I told him before you came on. I said I thought he went to the battle with a chip on his shoulder, being that, you know, fans is kind of switching up on him a little bit. You know what I'm saying? This is the first time in his career where I felt people was kind of looking at him like, all right, Surf, you got to show and prove in this battle with Top. You know what I'm saying? Not to say his back was against the wall, but I thought it was a dope back and forth. I wish his third round, he could have continued and shit. I think the chain thing kind of threw him off. What do you think about that?
The changing? What do you mean the changing, King? Like the change?
The chain. Because in the third round, he was rapping, then he had to tuck the chain in. And I think the chain thing, you know, when Smack told him to take his chain off and he tried to tuck his chain in, I think that threw him off in the third round.
That shit ain't throw you off taking the chain off, man. That shit ain't throw you off, man. Come on, man.
You ain't mess you up in a round, though?
What's that?
You don't think that messes you up in a round, though? Like, you know, you lose focus where you was at and shit?
Not when you run the whole thing back. I can see that. I can see you losing your spot. But when you run it the whole thing back, you spitting it all over again. It ain't like you stop. It's like you spitting the shit all over again. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. When you start over,
you're just gonna remember. You gonna remember the spot where your chain fucked up and fucking no, shit's all right. and I ain't even here to do all that. I'm just saying, like we ain't gonna do that.
Right.
Start, we spit the whole shit over. And he just didn't remember. That's cool. We act like that's not typical surf, though. Like, we, you know what I mean?
And the third round, what do you think about him saying about the third round, saying that whole sequence that Sean did that, you know what I'm saying? Because I told him I like the third round. He told me he thought I was bugging a little bit, that how you going to like the third round? Because I like the juicy shit. I thought the juicy shit was clever.
Nigga saying they like your second round and he's talking about everybody, what everybody else is talking about. What's wrong with me talking about something that one nigga only talked about and I did it a whole different way and went into depth and do what I do with a, you know what I mean? You know, I take shit and do it different than niggas do. What's the difference? Nigga, you talking about something that five niggas talked to me about on the same stage. I talked to you something about what one nigga talked to you about years ago on you know what I mean? Like, come on, it's different. I done heard the second round five times this year in the last 2 years. Well, because you heard the bitch named Asia Dean 6 years ago, 7 years ago. Come on. You can't take it. You can't take my shit away. Like, you know what I mean? You're a real contradicting nigga, man. Contradict yourself a lot. Like, he said nobody set up Carolina scheme. I said Cliff took one. I said Cliff set up Carolina scheme. The nigga say, oh, so that's taken away from mine. I'm not saying it's taken away from yours. Nigga, I'm just telling you, like, what the fuck? Your dog is crazy, boy. Your dog is crazy.
Another thing, we had Pat stay here earlier tonight, and he mentioned your name at least twice. Pat
yeah,
stay.
Yeah, like Pat. We going Rumble.
He said, because I asked him, I said, yo,
I might bring him over here to the big leagues, you know what I'm saying? And see if
he did talk about URL, and I asked him, I said, URL? He said, are you up to Battle DNA? He said, I'm a little up to it, but the person, you know, I'll be up for T-Top. And I was like, whoa, that threw me off. I was like, really? I think I'd be a dope battle, Top. I ain't going to hold you. I think you and Pat State will be a good battle and shit.
Yeah, I fuck with Pat State, man. I definitely think it'd be a dope battle, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, the thing I like about that nigga Pat, man, I like his damn, I feel like his sarcasm is like his strongest point, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, his sarcasm would be so fucking funny. I could fuck with it. So, yeah, I definitely am better than nigga, man. We already talked about it, though. Like, we already trying to make that happen. We already in the process trying to make that happen.
So, what's next, Top?
I don't know, man. So far, it's going to be Gnome 7, man. You know, we're going to cook up something for the people.
Like, your resume. We look at your resume, brother. People you battle. Is it hard for you to battle an up-and-comer or a mid-tier? Because, you know what I mean? Like, you respect niggas grinding. You've been through the trenches, so you know what the young boys are going through. But when you battle Surf, Shug, Clips, you know, 2-on-2, like...
Nah, I mean, that shit don't... You know, that shit don't... That shit, I'm still the same nigga, bro. Like, I just battled nigga never heard of a week. I battled a nigga that nobody heard of a week before Surf, exactly 7 days before Surf, and a nigga nobody ever heard of exactly a week after Surf. But nobody, you know what I mean? Like, this shit just came out. You'll see me up there spazzing on niggas. I don't play with nobody. I don't care what kind of tier you is, if niggas know you or don't know you. Like, I'm not going to play with them, so I don't really be feeling like I can't take one of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? I just got to be smart about it. Like, if there's somebody like an up-and-comer that somebody know, all right, we gonna make it right. You know what I'm saying? We just gonna make sure it's right. But like I said, like nobody from URL or nothing like that has hit me up about an up and coming. Yeah, you feel me?
Right.
Organization online or T-Top running or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But we haven't had that conversation yet. When we do have that conversation,
hear people talking about you running from Ab. Is that you laugh at that, my nigga?
Yeah, because like how about Reddit? It never even got tried to be set up, really. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Other than Norb's trolling and shit, but. You know, I don't see how I run it. Every time they offer me an opponent, I've never said no to an opponent that they called me with. It just so happened they called me with them niggas, you feel me?
Right. What's good with the music, though?
I'm recording right now. Okay, I got a new project coming out. Should be out around. We're going to shoot for, like, February, man. We're going to shoot for February, but, you know what I'm saying, it's definitely coming out soon, man. You know,
how
much tapes
you got out right now?
Shit, about six altogether.
Six?
Yeah, I got about six, bro. I got Roll Up or Roll Out, my first one. I got Concrete Jungle. I got a lot of joints out, bro.
What was the tape that Lotta Zay, you and Lotta Zay did a couple of joints together? I remember listening to that one.
That was Bear Witness 1.
Bear Witness, right.
Yeah, now, you know, I've been promoting the Bear Witness 2 for like for like a year and shit. That shit been going crazy, man. I appreciate all the fans that been fucking with Bear Witness too. That was probably like my biggest tape so far. So now we just gonna make the next one bigger.
I did like the Rumors joint though. I ain't gonna lie to you. That was hard. I like how you addressed everything.
That's kind of feel, my nigga.
I ain't gonna hold you though.
I appreciate it, bro. I did all that shit in the crib, man. I was in the crib, like, everybody, you asking me what's up, man? Let me do this damn check. And it just turned out to be dope, man. You know what
so
I'm saying?
When you do all right, the six tapes you have out, in what span? Is that a 2-year span? Is that a 3-year, a 1-year? Like the span of
I say about a four-year span. Yeah, man, you know, I'm a fan of dropping music, man. I'm just not a fan of wasting music. You feel me? So I like to have my tapes settle in with the fans for a good 6 months to a year before I release another one. You know what I'm saying? So, like, shit like that. Like, we got some shit coming up, man. I got some shit. Me and Briz about to work on a project together. It's going to be crazy. We got some shit coming up, man.
Oh, just you and Briz?
Yeah, man.
With some Jaden style shit?
Yes, sir. So we about to, we about to start working on that. I'm working on my next project. He working on his next project. Like, we always stay working, King. That's one of our things, is to stay working. But we just don't like to brag and boast like a lot of other niggas and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got a full music career. You feel me? I do shows across the country. You feel me? I open up for artists across the country and shit. I do my thing. I get paid. You know what I'm saying? I do my shit.
Has the battle rap help you get shows and more, you know what I mean? Does that help out a lot? Sure.
Of course, it helps. You know what I'm saying? It helps. Cause once they hear my, that's why I rap the way I rap, man. Cause once you hear my battles, it makes you want to hear my music.
Back.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this nigga talking this type of shit, nigga. I gotta hear his music. And once they hear the music, nigga, I got him. I got him hooked. Cause I make good music, so I got him. You know what I mean? So that's when they start, yo, booking me for show. Yeah, I got Rich Homie here, nigga. I need you here to perform with Rich Homie. Yeah, I got Lil Baby here. I need you to come perform with this nigga. Yeah, I got this. You know what I mean? That's how shit go, man. You know,
and then you get to rub shoulders with other artists and shit, exchanging numbers to try to build and shit, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I live in the A right now, so, you know.
You're in the jungle right now.
Yeah, I'm in the mix. So, you know, I'm doing my thing how I got to do my thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
Who you look for inspiration, Top, music-wise? Who you look for inspiration, like?
My favorite rapper for like the last, it's going to sound crazy. Everybody tell me I'm tripping when I say this shit, man. So
I love music. I love music talk, yeah.
My favorite rapper probably for like the last 10 years been Wayne.
Really?
Yeah, for like the last 10 years been my number one favorite rapper. Can't nobody tell me shit. You feel me? I don't give a fuck. Can't nobody tell me shit. I don't give a fuck, man. Don't nobody think of the shit that nigga think of. And I don't rap like that, but that's just what I like to listen to. Like, he my favorite, you feel me? So, boom. Until that Black Lives Matter shit came out. So that's what I say for the last 10 years.
I'm
kind of like, Wayne, you feel me? This is when we need you, you feel me? So, other than that, I ain't here to bash nobody. But other than that, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, you've been my favorite rapper for like the last 10 years. That's some real shit.
I would never think that because you're total. Y'all are total opposite. The shit you talk about.
Everybody tell me I'm tripping. Bridge tell me I'm tripping. Rain never like nigga. We never thought that. Yeah, nigga. I like Wayne, bro. That nigga be spazzing.
I thought you like Beans, Jay Jeezy. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, I fuck with him, but nah, not even Beans and Jeezy wouldn't even be in my top five. I'm weird, bro.
Top five right now.
Oh, man, see, there you
go. Of all time, man, it could be now, currently.
I'm going to give Wayne, J. Cole, Jadakiss, Biggie Smalls, and the last one I might have to go with. I'm just doing my favorite. I ain't doing like these niggas is the best. I'm just doing my favorite. You feel me? Because if I do the best, then you got to put Nas and all of them in there. But he's not my favorite. You feel me? So
top five South artists of all time.
You said top five South artists
of all time. I think I'm a New York nigga, but I fuck with the South. Yeah, let me hear this.
South, Wayne, T.I., Scarface.
Scarface, that's your music, nigga. You got to throw Face in there. Face Mark, come on.
Yeah. I got, and it's crazy, I got to throw Outkast in there. I like that music. Outkast.
Nigga, Crumenine. Can I tell you how much I love the Crumenine, my nigga?
Bruh. It's crazy.
Oh, man. That's a classic.
Crazy.
ATL and Southern Playlistic, Dre and Big Boy, goes without saying. They kind of lost me on Stankonia and shit, but, you know, everything before that was fire.
So, damn, and my last one for the South, damn, I'm just doing, I got to do my favorite, man, so I can't really do the hottest. I got to go with Guwap.
Oh, you got to go Guwap, you got Gucci in it? All right.
Yeah, bro. All right, Gucci, but yeah, I got to go Guwap in there, bro.
And
I ain't saying who the Knight is, but he one of my favorites.
Nigga, everybody like Gucci, man. I might not fuck Gucci like that, but nigga, everybody love Gucci, man. Come on, I get it, man.
Gucci is crazy. I don't know about new Gucci, man. I like old Gucci, man. I don't know about Gucci. I don't know about skinny Gucci, man. I like big Gucci, man. I like Gucci.
That's like Fat Luther, Skinny Luther, right?
Yeah, like Fat Luther, Skinny Luther, boy.
Oh, shit. Yo, Tom, my nigga, I appreciate you, nigga. You know you family up here first, brother. Thanks for having a dope battle with Serve. Ain't nothing surprised me at all. I got to watch this shit again because I only watched it one motherfucking time. So I can recap this motherfucker.
They got to talk to me real quick. We all had one in though. You know what I mean? You know, you keep it funky with your boy.
Yo, I'm going to keep it funky. On the first round, it's debatable. I might have edged Serve the first round. And I thought he got the second. I got to watch it again. Or you clearly got the third round. The first round is debatable, man. It's debatable. You know why? Because Serve came out swinging. Right,
yeah.
You fought back in the first. I thought he might have had a couple of more little haymakers and shit. But I gotta watch it again though. There's only one watch. I can't watch one battle when niggas spitting like the way y'all spitting and shit. I like your third round a lot.
I feel like my third round was one of the, like, it was crazy for him, man. Like, you know, when I write like that, man, when I get in that tight bag, bro, I'm dangerous, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
I like your first round because you know I like your first round too because you was aggressive. You got that cool, wack swag.
This nigga came out, he came out like he trying to kill me, nigga.
Yeah.
He came out like he trying to kill me. Fuck. And you know I ain't no, you know I'm going to keep it all the way funky, brother. Nigga came out like he trying to kill me. Like, I took the nigga lunch money or something, bro. So I was like, no, nigga. Fuck wrong with you, nigga. You got to get this work. And they weren't trying to fuck with me at first, man. Like, I had to climb out of a box, and then I was still going crazy. So it's like, yo, I just can't see him getting that first, man. But you know what I'm saying? It's for the fans to debate, man. I hope they debate about it for the next 10 years.
But
now
I put it on Twitter, Top. I asked the Fat Fiends. I'm saying, yo, talk to me, y'all. Who y'all got, Surf and Top? Niggas saying Top, niggas saying Surf. Like, a lot of people saying 2-1 Top, 2-1 Surf. Some niggas saying Top, clearly. Some niggas saying Top, 2-1.
Yeah,
niggas
cool.
saying
yeah,
Top,
man,
second and third.
That's what I want, man. I do want to debate, man. It ain't really about... Yeah, you know what I mean? It ain't really about that, King. I came up there and did my best. He came up there and did his best, man. So, y'all just enjoy the battle, man. And y'all debate, comment. You know what
right.
I mean? Yeah, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? If you're a certain fan, fuck my fans up. Hey, fans, if you my fan, go fuck his fans up, man. Go fuck his fans up, man. You feel me? So, that's all it is, man. It's just for the battle, man. We put on for the culture, man. I just feel like I came out on top. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what you want, though. All right? As a battle rapper, you want a competitive fight.
Hell yeah. That's fire.
Mm. Yo, my nigga, before you go, I had an argument with Battle Truth the other day. Are you familiar with Battle Truth is?
Yeah.
If you get to listen to our show, right, he was trying to tell me you lost to Rex. My nigga, I'm gonna send you the link to this. It was blasphemy
at
third power.
That was blasphemy, my nigga.
I said, bro, you gotta stop that shit right now on the show, bro. Ain't no way, motherfucker.
That's why you really can't listen to that nigga's opinions these days, bro. You just gotta come and put on. Like, you can't worry about
the winner. Bro, you can't watch that battle and be like Rex won that shit, bro. There's no way possible.
No way, bro. There ain't no way, but you know. Rex got a fan base that go back with him for a long time, okay? So, you know, I'm battling niggas. Like, I battle niggas with them kind of fan bases that go back for years and support them niggas, bro. So
right.
I'm going to have a tougher fight on the pole. I'm going to have a tougher fight on the net, all that shit. But when it comes to that ring and locked in there with me, I'm going to show and prove every time. So I might have a tougher time on the net because I'm battling niggas with tougher fan bases and niggas that, you know what I'm saying, have been around for years and got twice or three times my following. You know what I'm saying? So it's going, the poll's not going to make sense to me. So that's why I don't pay attention to that shit. You feel me?
Does it even matter to you that people are your top 10? Like, you know you're solidified now, right? Does it even matter to you if people put you in there?
Like, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate all the people, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love that they even think of me in that light. You know what I'm saying? I would like to think so myself, man. But, you know, I've been doing this for so long.
For a long time. Man. Yeah.
So in my head, like, nigga, I've been one of them type, you know what I'm saying, type
right.
niggas in my head, you know what I'm saying? So
you just need a bigger stage and a big platform. That's all, Tom.
Yeah, that's all, man. That's all.
You know what I'm saying? Because niggas do your Googles, my nigga. The nigga ran, spit that heat. He battled on U-Dub, you know what I'm saying? He got
Like, and I won tournaments in U-Dub. Like, and I didn't just go there and battle. I won a tournament in U-Dub and then battled on the main stage with the elites, you know what I'm saying? And did my thing, feel me? Came over here, won another tournament, then battled on stage with the elites, you feel me?
Right.
So, like, I'm one of them niggas. My story in battle rap has solidified itself, you know what I'm saying?
Fact
that's why I don't talk, man. My story, like, anybody that talk T-Top, ask T-Top, we don't want to see T-Top, you don't know me. You don't know what I did. You know what I'm saying? You gotta research that. You gotta research why I get that love.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta research why nigga T-Top could rap how he rap and don't gotta come up with 1,000 crazy punchlines and still get that kind of love. You know what I mean? You gotta know that before they just talk. They gotta know
my nigga, you know what battle that niggas don't talk about? One of your battles that you've had, Top, that I just enjoy your 3 rounds so heavy, my nigga, that nobody talks about.
Which one?
City Towers.
Yeah, it's like that.
Nigga, that was huge, my nigga.
That was one of my breakthrough battles in that battle. Like, boy, like, if you want to see a hungry T-Top, niggas always talk about the USF Top. No, nigga, go check out me versus City Towers, my only PG, nigga. That's a T-Top, you know what I mean? Fuck all that other shit.
Bruh, I don't watch that battle. My nigga, I'm not going to hold you. This is some real nigga shit, Top. I don't watch that battle at least over 15 times, bruh. No gas station, no bullshitting you. Like, that battle there, bruh, that's the same night Briz battled Young X, right?
Yeah.
Top.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it, but
that's the same night Briz battled Young X, right?
Yeah.
Niggas got busy that
night. I appreciate it, bro.
You know what I mean? What Top? You know I fucks you heavy, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? You fam first up here. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I reach out to you, you come fuck with a nigga and shit. You don't know how much I appreciate that, bro. For real.
Nah, I appreciate you, 3 Love.
I mean that genuinely, my nigga. You know, a lot of niggas will front be like, nah, nigga. I mean that genuinely and shit. You know what I mean?
Nah, that's blessed, King. I appreciate y'all, man. You know?
You already always, top, man. Holler at you, brother.
Y'all always give me a fair shake. You know, that's all nigga ask
that's
for.
That's all, nigga. You know what it is, man. I fuck with you heavy, nigga. You the Jeezy of battle rap, nigga. You know that.
My nigga, King. Y'all be blessed out there, man.
You already, my nigga.
All right, bro. What?
Easy. Well, y'all, that's the show for tonight. I'm Dolo here. Been Dolo half the night. Shout out to Timbo. Shout out to Surf. Shout out to Pat Stay. Shout out to my nigga Timbo. Make sure this shit come out. Shout out to Top. Dope Conversations. Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy, 3 Little Man. Subscribe to the fucking channel. Good night. Salute.